Friends in Christ, the Bible readings today are very suitable for the present moment in which we're coming up close to Lent, beginning this Wednesday as Ash Wednesday. Because the readings speak to us about the common theme of conversion, of spiritual awakening, of a sense of sin, repentance from sin. We find three great figures from the scriptures today expressing this sense of their need for God's forgiveness. The prophet Isaiah, Saint Paul in the second reading, and Saint Peter in today's gospel. If we think a little bit about each of these experiences of God, it can make it maybe help us come closer to the Lord ourselves at this time. Isaiah has a great vision of God in the temple. This is his calling to be a spokesman for the Lord. And he sees God in all his majesty and holiness, seated on a throne in this tremendous vision. And it's interesting that Isaiah's reaction there, his sense of unworthiness, a recognition that he's sinful and weak, that doesn't come in this case after a period of, let's say, looking inward at himself, examining his conscience and seeing where he needs to shape up. No, in this case, that sense of sinfulness is prompted from something outside. It's just the tremendous sense of the presence of the all-holy God that awakens in him that sense of unworthiness. That vision of the Lord seated in majesty is like a light shining on the dark recesses of his heart that shows the things that are unworthy and that need to be healed and cleaned. We often hear about the need for a new evangelization in our time. And one of the key aspects of that will be that we need to recapture, where necessary, in our worship, in our celebration of Mass, a sense that we are in the presence of the all-holy God. We need to recapture that sense that touched the heart of Isaiah in that tremendous vision. So reverence, a sense of awe, a recognition that it is Jesus himself who comes from heaven to earth on our altar in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. This is so important, because in many cases where our worship becomes kind of too informal and happy-clappy and buddy-buddy, we're losing that sense of holiness. The celebration becomes focused on us instead of on God and his son Jesus, who comes to earth and comes to our altars in every holy Mass. We see the same thing in the gospel, in what awakens Saint Peter's sense of sin. Again, it's not a case of him sitting down and examining his conscience and thinking, you know, where do I need to improve in my life? On the contrary, he's out actively there fishing with the disciples and struggling because they haven't caught a single fish all night. Then the Lord says to him, go out deeper. That means they need an act of trust in the word of the Lord. What's St. Peter's first reaction? Master, we've been toiling here all night. We've caught nothing. He's thinking, you know, we're the professional fishermen. We know where the fish are supposed to be. But he said, at your command, I will go out further. And when he does, there's this huge catch of fish. So big they have to call in the other boat and it's in danger of sinking. And that's what prompts Peter's awareness of his own sinfulness. Depart from me, Lord, he says, because I'm a sinful man. He realizes he's in the presence of divine power. A power that's not just limited to inside the temple where Isaiah had his vision, No, God is everywhere. His power is active in every aspect of our lives, and we need to discern his presence in all the circumstances of our daily lives. In fact, even in Isaiah's vision, he realized that God wasn't only there in the temple. He said, "The whole earth is full of your glory." And God is certainly present in all aspects of our lives, in the little things, in the people we meet, in those in need. We have to see Jesus in our brother and sister, particularly those who need our help. The little day-by-day things, but also the big things, the affairs of state. Is God concerned about the political life of the U.S.? Yes, I'm sure he is. There's been some signs this year, I think, of a certain spiritual awakening amongst a lot of Americans. We need to pray that that's reflected in the coming elections, that the values of the gospel will be reawakened in our public life as well as in our private lives. Isaiah, Peter, and finally St. Paul. In the second reading this morning that we heard in Hungarian, St. Paul is giving us his testimony about his faith in Jesus' resurrection and the witnesses who've seen the risen Christ. But he also recalls his own awakening from sin and his conversion. And once again, it was in a very active outdoor situation, not in a quiet, reflective moment. St. Paul was struck off from his horse. We remember how he was converted on the road to Damascus. He sees a vision there. The Lord literally knocked him to the ground. And Paul says, "I don't deserve to be an apostle. I'm the worst, the least of all the apostles, because I was a persecutor of the church." And yet God changed him, turned his life right around. So dear brothers and sisters, as we come towards Lent, let's pray for a real awakening, a sense of God's holiness, his majesty, so that this too will inspire in us a greater trust in our need for God, that he is everything, that we are nothing, that by turning to him, he will give us that new awakening and a rebirth from sin, so that we can follow him even when he calls us, like he called Peter, to move out deeper, to take on something that maybe seems beyond our reach. But we know that if we trust in the Lord, he will give us the strength to face every call and every situation that he may have in mind for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.